Comedy Store Wrestling is brought to you by Pro-Am Belts. They make the coolest custom belts for any occasion you may have. We're in the middle of fantasy football season, so why not get yourself a custom belt instead of a little trophy? What is this, Little League? You want to be a champion. And these are the real deal. Real leather, heavy-duty plates, nothing like it out there. Follow them on Instagram at Pro-Am Belts. Make sure to use the promo code 10FF to get 10% off your custom belt today.
This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world famous Comedy Store. My name is Eddie Torres. We are here for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. With me, as always, to my left, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
Another week, wacky week in the world of pro wrestling.
Oh, there's so much shit going on.
A lot of big news.
I have a bunch of it lined up for us. We also have the man in the booth, producer John. How are you, brother?
We're good. We are good here.
You're on. You're
we made it. I'm a little bit like...
Out of it?
I'm out of it today, yeah. It's been a day.
There's a lot of drama behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
Please excuse our presentation today.
We can't get into...
No.
But legally, we cannot get into, but yes.
I've already been told, Earl, stop asking, you know, because I am known as the Matt Drudge of the LA comedy scene. I'm what you call an information gatherer. Just so I can always have something over at people's heads. So, seeing that we can't talk about it, let's get into wrestling.
Look, man, there was a dog involved. Somebody got bit. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, the all-out, fallout, brawl-out. It's still going, by the way. People still are talking about CM Punk. I'm going to choose not to because it's out there. Nothing's happening. Don't worry about it. But the first story I will talk about, Regal is officially out of AEW. They let him go. He asked for his release. Because he wants to go work with his son in NXT and relive his golden days with his good old buddies, like Trips. So, what do you think about that?
I mean, I'm sad because I think AEW's been much better since his short time with the company. You know, how much have we said the last couple months, couple weeks, that Tony Khan needs someone to bounce the ball off of in terms of telling him no and... Let's develop this guy and let's develop that guy or girl. That's what he was known for in NXT the last couple of years, is really developing younger talent and placating the older talent, which there's a lot of in AEW. So it's a big loss. You know, when he left WWE, it was like, oh my God, this is a gigantic loss. I'm like, it's one guy. But now especially for AEW, it is a big loss because... That company, that locker room is like the set of I'm Dying up here. It's out of control. Like, I don't know what's going on there. Is Melissa Leo running AEW too? So with the Bucks and Omega back, you know, I don't know what's going on. But
hey, look, these may be just rumors or hearsay, but apparently Regal was asked about it, and he was just like, he wasn't happy with the maturity level in the back.
That's what I was going to say, because they said he can't be on TV for a year. Right. And there's just it's a lot more than I want to work with my son. So I'm starting to think he was like, I can't help these people.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bummer because they spent so much time and effort with the Blackpool Combat Club and building it. And then it, you know, the last couple of weeks, I think all three of us have said, you know, the ending's kind of been haphazard and shoddily done. And, you know, it's just like they are throwing enough shit against the wall with that group to make it stick. I mean, it really makes no sense at all for Regal to help MJF win the title, but I guess now we know why, and even that could have been done a little better. Although I was shocked that they used this clip, not last night, but on Dynamite. You know, they showed him on...
Like the recording? It was like an official goodbye.
I don't know if that was a dig or if it was paying respect to a guy who's universally liked. I couldn't quite tell.
Yeah.
If it was being done with shade or just, hey, we're going to give him a proper send-off.
I think they just want to give him a last chance to say something, you know, and he said, fellas, it's been emotional, and And then the best storyline in all of AEW ended, which is the love story between the Man in the Mask and William Regal. And I'm going to be sad. I can't see the finale of that. Anybody else following?
I've read about it. And I'm like, I honestly can't get through a full episode of AEW, so it was difficult to follow.
Dude,
but
it's just amazing to hear Regal like, "Oh, good morning or good afternoon, gentlemen." And the Man in the Mask, you're like a caramel. I want to put you in my mouth and melt you. And it's like, dude, what?
Yeah, I could have.
I mean, is it any weirder than the scissor me that?
You know,
that's getting a little old for me.
Is it now? Are you ashamed of your shirt that you have?
No, I still wear it every now and then.
All right.
Bought a pair of pink Nikes, so I wear it with the pink Nikes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer to see him go. He's such a great creative mind, and you know, he's probably best to. You know, there was a play in the Steelers game last week where George Pickens, the receiver, he's a very young kid, was throwing a tantrum on the sidelines, and a veteran, Cam Hayward, came over and calmed him down. And I think that's what Regal was good for. I'm sure some of the young kids in AEW are like, what the fuck am I here for? What am I doing? And that's where he, I think, would come in handy is, hey, man, your time will come. Just pay your dues or some good positive pep talk. So I don't know who's going to replace him. I hope they get someone like a Dean Malenko.
It's not going to be Jericho. I mean, I know Jericho's helpful in the back, but I don't think he's going to be doing seminars.
John, you look a lot better all of a sudden.
We've had a production change.
No, everything. It's not just the hair. so we'll see. It'll be interesting to. I don't know who's out there that's available. You know, I think you, because I don't expect Jericho to be the guy because he's an active wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to always want to put himself over in whatever scenario he's in.
Yeah. Well, he does put other people over.
Oh, definitely.
As well.
Yeah. He helps talent for sure. But I just don't think, not at the level you're talking about, like what Regal would do.
Yeah. They need a guy or a girl. You know, could be, you know, maybe Medusa or something.
Medusa, yeah.
Or someone. I can't think of. She's the only older woman that comes into my brain that could be a talent, not coordinator, but a liaison. Mm. Because with only 3 hours of TV and only 4 pay-per-views a year, there's just very limited TV time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I could see like so many of the younger talent going, hey, you know, what are we doing?
I don't want to be a doomsayer or anything like that. It doesn't look good on AEW, like everything that's going on. Just the way that it's going, just is not a good look. I'm hoping for the best. I want them to succeed. Speaking of that, if this rumor happens, there are reports going around that Sasha Banks is going to appear at Wrestle Kingdom.
Which I'm very excited for. Not for her.
Wrestle Kingdom?
Just one match. I think we all know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Omega and
Omega
Ospreay.
And Ospreay. That's a great promo.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ospreay's put out the rebuttal. I'll assume he has in Japan. But that Omega promo done in Japanese, that was very impressive. If we could get Sasha Banks in AEW, that would help.
That's the rumor is that this Wrestle Kingdom thing will be a way for her to make her way to AEW, and then that she would be like an anchor type of, you know, for the women's division. She'll hold it down for them because they need that. They don't have direction.
Well, I do like that in the women's division. It's still a little light in terms of the overall talent. Mm. So it's not like the men's division where it's like they have so many guys. You know, Miro sitting on the shelf because they just have nothing for him.
Completely healthy.
And, you know, with Saraya, you know, I don't know if she can wrestle full time because of her previous injuries.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we'll be seeing her weekly, that's for sure.
And I think with Dr. Britt Baker, who I almost killed at the Grove saying hello to her, that, you know, it's not that she's getting long in the tooth, but, you know, she needs a foil. She definitely needs, you know, maybe it's Jamie Hayter because they're kind of teasing a heel turn.
That's the next logical step for her in terms of story progression. Like, who else would they put her up against? You know, I think that would be the best. It's just that feud for the belt. And, you know, she'll probably win it back because it's been a while since Britt's had it, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I think, Toni Storm and then
Thunder Rosa had it for a while.
And, you know, maybe Thunder Rosa's coming back, so that's another, you know, woman that's thrown into the mix. And who else? Ruby Soho's back. So I think, but they need another big name.
Yeah, Sasha Banks would be a good addition, I think.
And that's, you know, you just Yeah, I mean, you talked about there's just not enough surprises left. Everyone's pretty much...
Yeah, because we were talking about the Trent Seven surprise on AEW and Rampage today, and the crowd was just like, who? And, you know, I know who he is, but it's a very obscure... Like, NXT is pretty obscure for the general public. This is NXT UK. It's even more obscure, you know?
Yeah, so. I mean, they could have just a dozen guys they could have brought in. Nothing against the dude.
No, he's a great wrestler.
But, it's like, just... you know, they got to start making Rampage a bit more impactful. Because it's kind of like...
lacking.
It's like, it's making WCW Thunder look like a big deal.
I don't really understand what Rampage is supposed to be.
I mean, I think, and Eddie probably knows more than me, it's more for the guys who can't get on Dynamite.
But in the beginning, because here's what doesn't make sense to me. They shoot on the same night. So in the beginning, you were seeing Bryan Danielson on there, and then they just magically removed, I guess maybe that was to build a viewership and then abandon it, but it just looks bad now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like how they tape on the same night, and I get they're doing it for budget reasons. But, you know, when you see the same people in the crowd, you know, like that idiot in the pink Macho Man cutoff shirt.
Yeah, and when you got JR confusing the days like four times in the intro, you know what that means. It's Wednesday night, but it's Friday, and it's Rampage here on Dynamite, Rampage Wednesday.
Like, I mean, I get it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to do them separately in different arenas. And
yeah, of course. We'll make the show longer. Give 2 hours to Rampage.
Oh, I think that, and you know, once again, I get that that costs more money. But
you have enough talent to have a 2 hour show.
Oh, they could have a second hour on Rampage, a third, I guess not a secondary show, but a third dairy show, maybe. I know they have AEW Dark on YouTube, but
nobody watches that. That's really bad.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
There's one that's worse than Dark. There's Dark Elevation. That's even worse.
Wait, those aren't the same thing?
No. Those are two different shows. They have Dark and Dark Elevation, and they're both... Dark is bad, Elevation's worse.
And when do those shoot? Match each?
I think on Tuesdays. It seems to be the day before Dynamite.
I don't even know where. They shoot it at a smaller venue, too. I think they do it at, like, Daly's place, maybe? I don't know. It's really bad. Props to them for trying to do something, and they also feature a lot of like indie wrestlers that I know, and you know, it's cool that they're giving them a shot, but it's just I'm not tuning into that. I'm sorry.
I mean, I can imagine that they're crimping on the storylines on Dynamite and Rampage. God only knows what they're doing in Dark and Dark Elevation, you know, which is my main beef with, you know, where's Miro? There's a sell an injury or something there. Where's the Hollywood hunk? Like, even though he's like, you know, a mid-card jobber at the moment, but like, he's just gone. And then he's back, and then he's gone. Peter. He's just gone. Like,
are they still doing that best of seven thing?
They are still doing the best of seven thing.
Oh, man.
They're on like match four, I think, this coming Wednesday on Winter is Coming.
But if you notice, the Dynamite ratings were down, and they weren't on it. So, I mean, that's got to bolster them. To be like, you need us.
Yeah. Speaking of like lesser brands like Dark and Dark Elevation, NXT is starting to get watchable again. Now that, you know, Trips has had some time to develop, that they're bringing in bigger names that haven't been used on the main roster. Like, you know, the New Day, for example, they have a tag title match coming up this Saturday. And if they win, they'll become Triple Crown champions, which is an accolade that they should get. And maybe they stay in NXT for a while because they, you know, there's only so much you can do with the New Day. They're very talented, but they, you know, they're not going to, the Usos aren't going to drop those belts anytime soon. So
what's up with Big E? Is he,
he's still out with injury, man. There was fear that he may not be able to wrestle again, but
I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing him.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back next month. I mean, the amount of returns we're going to see at the Royal Rumble this year, including, I think, some AEW surprises.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's enough guys.
I think some New Japan surprises are definitely coming, for sure.
It's possible.
I think so.
Well, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. I like New Day going to NXT for a while. It gives them something. They could be the top dogs there for a while. Right now, Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns are both out with ruptured eardrums. People are getting slapped in the face a little too hard.
Wait, who? Roman Reigns and?
And Drew McIntyre.
Oh, he's out like 6 weeks, right?
Well, Riddle's out for 6 weeks. Riddle's out. Supposedly, he was written off TV injured by, who was it? Solo Sikoa. And he's out 6 weeks for that. But maybe it's a vacation?
I mean, a ruptured eardrum's pretty...
Well, Riddle doesn't have an eardrum thing. It's only Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns.
And I think the Roman Reigns thing is a work. Because of the news that got out about how angry he was.
I mean, I saw the slap.
Me too, but...
It was pretty rough. It's possible that a nice fucking slap right here to the
it's
ear.
Weird that what he would go, what the news that got out that was just like.
It's weird that Drew has the same thing. That's definitely weird. We'll see. It could all be a work. Who cares? They'll be gone. I think Roman's going to be at the SmackDown next week. And that, you know, I'm going to skip ahead, but Sami Zayn is supposed to get a new look for Roman's return next week. Apparently, Jey Uso pulled him aside and was like, hey, you know, next week is potentially a big deal with everything you've been doing and helping us out at the War Games and this and that. You know, the Tribal Chief is coming. Maybe you should clean up, you know, clean yourself up. So he's going to have a new look next week. And I'm really hoping he ends up getting the Jey Uso haircut.
You think that's probably what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah. I hope he does.
I mean, I like his look now, but... He looks like the Lost Briscoe brother.
It's going to be cultural appropriation at its finest.
I can't wait. I hope he gets a tattoo. I hope he gets the tribal tattoo.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
That would be so funny.
I hope he gets it. But, yeah, Riddle's out for 6 weeks, which, great. They don't know what they're doing with Riddle.
I hate him.
You know, I like his talent. He's really good in the ring. But yeah, his characters.
They're sort of doing it, but do you remember you had these stars that were in multiple segments every week? Like you had The Rock, NWO, Steve Austin. They had multiple, Kurt Angle, multiple segments throughout the 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I wish they would get rid of Judgment Day and Riddle and just give more time to their best story, which is The Bloodline.
I mean, the Bloodline does get a lot of TV time. They get multiple segments.
They do. I wish they would get more. I think the little snippet segments aren't the same as, like, I just the Judgment Day is done. It's so bad.
Leave them alone, and I still have hope.
For who? I don't know. This doesn't end well.
I will never lose hope for Finn Balor.
In reality, Rey Mysterio said he doesn't want to fight Dominic unless it was his retirement match.
Yeah.
So if he's not leading up to his retirement, this whole thing of Dominic turning back, there's no payoff. There's no payoff unless he's going to stay bad until Rey decides to retire.
I think they'll do that at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You got to save that for WrestleMania. Yeah.
Yeah, but it would have to be Rey's retirement. That's the only way he'll fight Dom unless they give him a lot of money to do it.
Well, yeah, but wrestling retirements. I saw something today. Flair thinks he can wrestle one more time.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did he?
Like, I'll probably do a better job this time. It's like, Rick.
Also said he doesn't like funny Sami Zayn in the Bloodline. I'm like, all right, you lost all credibility with me.
I mean, look, it's just, I like Finn Balor. I heard today that there's a meeting with Bad Bunny and Triple H, and they want to do some Bad Bunny and Mysterio stuff with Dom and Rey at WrestleMania so that Dom can have a match with Bad Bunny at Mania, and I don't want that. I don't want any of that.
Well, I heard it was a tag team. It was going
to
be...
They're going to do a tag team at, like, Rumble, which will lead to a singles match at Mania with Dom and Bad Bunny. I'm like, no, man.
And the bad part about that is Bad Bunny is going to have to carry that match.
I don't want any of it. I really don't. I just want Finn to have a good feud. Just put him in a feud with AJ for another... Like, get rid of the... fine, get rid of Judgment Day, but at least just take care of Finn Balor for me. And Rhea, I love Rhea, so she could keep doing whatever she's doing. That's great, too.
If they were smart, they would get Rhea. They would put Rhea in the China role and let her beat the shit out of some dudes.
Yeah.
Put her against Alpha Academy.
They teased it with the War Games
stuff.
It
was weird. Just let her do it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, oh, they're hitting a woman. I want like a badass dude to come say, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. And they go at it. And she puts up a fight.
Yeah. See, I don't think they could do that in this day and age. The three of us, yes, 100%. I'd love to see a badass woman take on, Elias or whoever.
Yeah.
But I just think the optics are so bad with, athletes hitting their wives and
yeah, that's fair.
I just don't think this ain't the 80s.
Just let it be a squash. Let it be a squash match then.
In the 80s. I watched an 80s promo the other day by Jerry Lawler. I can't say the word, but it rhymes with lag.
Okay.
He literally called, I forget who he was battling.
Was it Goldust?
No, it was it might have been Kamala, and he called him that word on TV. Not he called him a big dumb, and that's insane, but I just think it's pretty PC now, and I can't imagine a man, a pretty big dude, I'll assume, hitting a woman. That's just not going to happen.
Could I just say, Jerry Lawler in the pre-show for, I guess it was Survivor Series War Games, was that the last pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch
it. He has not missed a beat. He was the same Jerry Lawler that should get him kicked off TV now, but doesn't. The jokes he was making on the pre-show, I was dying. Because everybody else on the panel was like, I don't know if I could laugh at this. They had that look on their face.
Well, now I got to go watch it.
You have to watch the pre-show. He had some zingers in there.
All right. And yeah, he surprisingly, being JR's good old friend there, doesn't drink either. I think that's why he stays so sharp.
I don't know about that, but
I mean, that's what I've heard. He doesn't drink.
I mean, someone sent me a clip of him today, actually, not some Southern Comic Con, and someone asked him about the banana on Kamala's stomach. And he's like, I told him it was a moon. He thought it was a banana. What the hell are you going to do? And it's killing in the room. But this is not,
Not
the greatest. You better cut this interview off.
That's so funny.
Talking about Mania, another plan that seems to be in the works. John Cena hasn't been announced today on SmackDown that he will be back for the last SmackDown of the year, December 30th. And Logan Paul called him out earlier, but so did Theory. So my question to you guys is, who do you think? Or is it a three-way? Cena, Logan Paul, or Cena, Theory?
I see a tag team match between Logan Paul, Theory, versus Cena, and
The Rock. No, I'm just kidding.
No, what's his name? Pat McAfee. He's going to be done with his contract by then.
That football thing he's doing?
Yeah, that ends, I think, in another couple of weeks. It's college football.
Yeah, I mean,
it would be ridiculous to think Cena's going to have a match on his own when he's got all these films that he's doing. But I wouldn't be too shocked, but
it would be a quicker, squash. If he come out, do the fucking attitude adjustment and the shuffle,
Well, he's gonna lose. He's not gonna beat any either of them because they're trying. He's that guy now.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a three way, and have Paul actually do
carry
most of the work, which is insane. But and Cena, like John said, he can't risk being hurt for a movie. That's millions of dollars out. I'm sure he has an insurance contract up the wazoo. For the movies he does. Personally, I wouldn't mind him getting hurt so he'd stop making movies. Oh, my God. He, makes Hogan look like De Niro. And I just bought a self-help book. Oh, my God.
I liked him in Peacemaker. I thought that was fun.
He was good in The Marine, the first one. And then I'm going to get the name of his self-help book I just bought. Even Lois was like, don't buy the book. It's, I can't believe he has a Be a Work in Progress. Like, that's most of his films after they're done.
Ooh. Is that his book?
Be a Work in Progress. It's like a self-help Tony Robbins one-liners.
I mean, I get what he's trying to say, but it also just feels like never achieve your goals. Just always be working towards them and never make it. That's what it kind of feels like.
I mean, he's like this generation's Fabio. Like, I don't know what his talent is, but...
Cena?
He's a horrible actor.
The champ is here.
Yeah, but the Wigger stuff is like that was old. And I said Wigger. Come on, man. That was his best thing. And,
I guess, know. Yeah. I mean, he's really bad in the ring. He calls the moves so loud. So loud. Like, clothesline. I'm like, go. This isn't Street Fighter. What are you
doing?
And
he only has five moves.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
There was that point where he was annoying, and now I respect him. I don't think he's that bad of an actor. I think it depends what he's in, what it's in.
He did great in 21 Jump Street. I like his little role as a drug dealer in that. He was there for like 5 seconds.
When was he in 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, he was in that movie as a drug dealer.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Not
he
the
had
first
neck tattoos.
One.
What are you talking
the
about?
The newer one.
I don't know which one. The first one.
The newer ones that they made with like Ice Cube and shit.
He's not in that.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
I'm pretty sure he's not. But I only watched the one with Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle?
He was in the second one too, but only a small scene.
Who, Cena or Rob Riggle?
Rob Riggle.
Well, there
the
you
first
go.
First one, he was a bigger star.
Yeah, he was a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's a movie where he sells drugs. He's got neck tattoos. Somebody back me up here. I think it was 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, but
it's
I don't...
definitely not 21 Jump Street because I've seen both of those. I've seen both of them a million times. I mean, I'm trying. I know what you're talking about. It wasn't.
He was also in that Amy Schumer movie. It wasn't very good.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's got a lot working against it even before it starts filming.
Let's see. Can we go through some? Have you seen any of his movies? I mean,
I like The Marine.
The Marine.
But Robert Patrick did a lot of the heavy lifting on that one.
Trainwreck. He was in Trainwreck. Daddy's Home. Are you thinking about Sisters? With Amy Poehler and
he was a drug dealer in that too, but he reprised that exact role, I believe, in another movie.
Daddy's Home.
Damn, I don't know.
Daddy's Home 2.
Maybe I smoked too much weed. Who knows?
Blockers, but he plays a dad there.
How about Playing with Fire? Did you watch that?
What's that?
That's a movie where he's like a family movie.
I mean, he is in a lot of movies.
Firefighter movie. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he is in a lot of movies.
Yeah, but 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street are none of those movies.
Really? What the hell? I'm making shit up then.
He was in SummerSlam.
He was in, this is a fun fact I didn't know. He was in Ready to Rumble.
Hello. Was he in the crowd?
He was at Gym Rat. So I guess the scene, probably the scene when they go to fetch Goldberg at the gym.
One of the great.
What do you think about that movie? I kind of love it.
I mean, it was so bad it's good. Like, it was a Hulk Hogan level movie.
Jimmy the King.
Well, Oliver Platt's like a great actor. Like, yeah. He's legit. It was a guilty pleasure. I'm a huge WCW guy, so I was at the premiere, I remember, and even in the theater, I was like, oh boy, this is tough. I love Scott Kahn, and I'm a huge fan of his dad's, and David Arquette can do no wrong in my eyes, but, that was a pretty bad movie.
It was pretty, I enjoyed it.
I mean, I would say if you're going to get high, have some drinks, watch it with the boys, it could be pretty funny. But
Caroline Ray's in it. Completely forgot.
I mean, yeah, she's good. I mean, she was the
Jimmy's wife.
Yeah,
his ex-wife.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the best wrestling movie.
You didn't like John Cena in Fast 9, 8, whatever.
Is that
number?
The one where they go to space?
No, is it? Yeah, it is. He's actually Vin Diesel's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost me with that storyline.
Oh, that's the storyline they lost you with.
I mean, I'm telling you, I know Paul Walker just said, drive me into that tree, please.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't take this.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Fast and Furious movie series should end with The Rock versus John Cena on the moon because that's just where it's going. They flew into space. They have John Cena now. They have The Rock. Like, just do it. Let's just have The Rock versus John Cena on the moon, please.
The first one was near perfect for this generation.
Yes.
Of
The Fast and the Furious is a great movie.
It's the perfect movie. It's a good-looking cast. It's somewhat believable. The second one, not horrible, but like Rocky II, not quite as good. And then Tokyo Drift, and we get it. Asians like to drive fast.
I
was in Too Fast, Too Furious, by the way.
What were you?
I just stood in the crowd.
Creepy guy in the crowd.
Yeah, Latino kid in the crowd. That's basically it.
That's your credit.
Yep. I have that, and I have Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx. Nick
Ooh.
I don't recognize that movie.
Oh, man, somebody liked Miami Vice.
The TV show.
TV show.
But Michael Mann did the movie, too, It didn't pay homage to the TV show at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And I know it's a different generation, and you can't have it be the 80s and the pastels. You could have put Don Johnson in there as the sergeant, just a cameo role. Or Lord knows Philip Michael Thomas needs some fucking work. Guy hasn't been in anything since the last episode of Miami Vice. Like,
that's true.
Throw him a bone. Like, it would have been funny. Put him in the prison scene or something.
Yeah.
Who are you? Tubbs. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Johnny Depp even went back just to bring it back into 21 Jump Street. I mean, bring just these guys back.
I know Switek, he was the chubby detective in Miami Vice. This shows you this business in a nutshell. He was in every single episode of the TV show. Prominent role, like he was basically the third male lead. Had to quit the business and move to a farm in Idaho. Couldn't get work after the show.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? You're in the biggest TV show of the 80s, or one of, Cosby. Oh, boy, that show doesn't hold up. There's five more accusations. That guy was horny. And you can't get work after...
Yeah, that sucks.
So, but you know, when you're talking about Switek from Miami Vice, it's time to get to.
He was probably doing a lot of cocaine.
No, he's just like a heavy set actor, had a great look, couple movies with Clint Eastwood, and then just.
In Miami in the 80s. That dude was doing a lot of coke.
Probably, but, it just blows me away that you could be in a show that big and have to quit
that
the
is
business.
Weird. That is weird. That is weird. So. All right. Well, let's talk about Anal Battle a little bit, please. ROH Anal Battle is happening on Saturday. We're not going to do full-on predictions for the belt because...
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Because this isn't a real pay-per-view. I mean, we can. It is okay, an AEW...
Okay, let's do it. It is an AEW pay-per-view, technically. Ring of Honor belongs to AEW. And, there's a lot of AEW talent on the card. So let's start off with the big one. Jericho versus Claudio Castagnoli for the ROH World Championship. Earl, who do you got?
I mean, I'll go Jericho. He just seems to be, I don't think there's a benefit to him losing. And I think he's definitely has brought more name brand recognition to Ring of Honor. Like, more than probably any other champion. So I don't think it makes sense for him to lose right now.
I'm going to go with Claudio because I feel like they need to throw him a bone with Blackpool Combat Club falling apart and all the plans that they had in place with Regal and everything. So I feel like maybe Jericho's like, let's throw him a bone. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to go with Claudio.
Isn't Claudio's the champion now, right?
No, Jericho is.
Jericho is? Yeah.
Ocho.
I don't think he's losing it this time, so I'm going to go with Jericho.
Okay, cool.
I don't like this card, by the way, because it's not a Ring of Honor card.
Exactly.
That's like, AEW, pretty much.
But, it's called something else then. But
it's calling it Anal Battle. Mercedes Martinez versus Athena for the Women's Championship. Mercedes being the champ. I know you probably didn't know that.
Well, I did.
If she came and shit on my face, I wouldn't be able to tell you what her name is.
Mercedes Martinez is actually a really good wrestler, and
she would wear
like a face mask when she came out.
No, but in WWE, did she have some kind of gimmick?
Yeah, she would come out with like a Mortal Kombat looking mask and like a coat, like a leathery coat.
She wasn't with
not the Retribution. You're thinking
about
Mia Yim. She's with the Good Brothers and AJ.
Everything's out of control.
Yeah.
Can't keep track of who came back where.
Athena was also in a... This is actually an NXT match. Both Mercedes and Athena are from NXT, so
this entire card looks like an NXT event.
Yeah. Earl?
I mean, I'll go with Athena just because they seem to be pushing her on AEW TV.
Yeah.
She's definitely gotten more time. I can't imagine they're doing that to have her lose. But
yeah, I'm going to go with Athena too. John?
That's the thing. Because she's being pushed on AEW, I feel like Mercedes is going to be the face of ROH. Yeah, I'm going with Mercedes.
You know what? I'm going to switch to Mercedes too. You make a good, valid point.
I think Cesaro. I'm gonna change my. I think Cesaro is gonna win the belt. I think he's gonna be. Because I think they're gonna make him the face of ROH.
Yep. Because that Blackpool Combat Club's done on AEW, so yeah. They need something for him to do. Wheeler Yuta versus Daniel Garcia for the ROH Pure Championship. Wheeler Yuta is the champion, I believe, right?
I think Daniel Garcia.
Or Daniel Garcia. See, I don't even fucking know, man. They've gone back and forth with this title, these two guys. And I'm kind of, they're great wrestlers, but I kind of don't care. So I'm going to have a, I don't know, man. I say the same thing about, well, they're not going to do that. Are you sure it's Wheeler Yuta? Or who's the champion again?
I'm 100% sure. Daniel Garcia.
Daniel Garcia? Yeah. I thought I saw them in the Blackpool Combat Club with the belts, but okay. All right. Maybe I'm going to say Daniel Garcia. How about you, Earl?
I mean, I don't think there's really a good place for Wheeler Yuta in AEW right now with the combat blowing up. So I could see them putting the belt on him and make him shine in Ring of Honor, but I'll say Garcia. I mean, it's so tough because these guys are all half in and half out. So you don't know, you know, like Athena, what the push is going to be for. Like, it's a very, gambling-wise, it's a tough, if you go on DraftKings, and I don't know who's going on DraftKings to bet on pro wrestling, you morons.
You know the people that work at DraftKings or WWE are having a fucking field day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's like, couldn't they like call up their buddy right before the battle? Hey,
that's insider trading.
Hey, if I were you, I'd bet on Garcia. So I don't know. I mean, you could make cases really on almost every match, depending on, you know, the AEW rub, or same thing. I mean, there's only one clear cut match where I think you could say Samoa Joe, and we'll get to that in a second, but.
Yeah.
I think all these are 50-50s.
All right. Well, so pick one.
I did.
Who was it?
I said Garcia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same.
John Garcia? All right. Yeah.
John Garcia. Who's that?
John Garcia.
Oh. Was he battling?
Shane Taylor and JD Griffey versus Swerve in Our Glory. I don't know if you're aware, Shane Taylor and JD were in a faction, a trios with Keith Lee. So that's why this match is happening. I'm going to go with Swerve. I don't see them losing to ROH guys.
Yeah, I can't see them losing unless it's to put over Shane Taylor and bring him up to AEW.
No, it's the opposite. They need to make the ROH guys look strong. These two people that I've never heard of are definitely going to win. Shane Taylor and JD Griffey are going to beat Swerve in Our Glory to try and level up ROH, even though, from what I'm seeing, it looks like garbage.
I mean, I agree with you. That should be good for Ring of Honor guys, but then it weakens to me anyway.
It depends how they pick up the win. If it's like a roll-up type of win where it was a fluke.
It's going to have something with Swerve being heel.
They're fighting each other. Yeah. They can't. You can't have an ROH event and have ROH talent losing as you're trying to build that company. It just doesn't make sense.
But so this is AEW.
That's so true.
You're picking the Shane Taylor
and JD Griffey, yeah.
All right, next up, we've got Dalton Castle and the boys versus Gates of Agony, our boy Toa Leona, and Brian Cage.
The guy.
Your guy. What do you think? For the trio's belts, by the way.
I mean, I love Dalton Castle.
He's great. The Peacock.
He's like my favorite, like, new guy.
I love the fucking entrance with the dudes building stairs for him. He feeds them like little birds. It's fucking all magical. I love it.
And that battle royal they had the other night.
Oh, where they caught him.
With those two guys running around like,
yeah, that was great.
School kids. I can't see Cage in the Gates of Agony losing, but like John says, like, it's probably better if the ROH guys go over, but I'm going to go with Cage and the Gates of Agony.
Well, technically, Gates of Agony is an ROH talent. Okay. Technically.
I know Toa's a alumni of the show.
Even though he's been on Dynamite, they still, the faction itself, the embassy or whatever, with Prince Nana, they're from ROH. So I'm going to go with Gates of Agony. You said Gates too?
Yes.
Same,
Gates. Yeah, I think those dudes need a belt. I think they were pushing him pretty hard on TV, so I think that's a good move. Even though I love, like we said, Dalton Castle. Samoa Joe versus Juice Robinson for the ROH TV Championship. I'm going to go Juice because Samoa Joe has two belts. He can drop one.
I mean, yeah, anything's possible. I could see Wardlow interfering, costing Samoa Joe the belt, and then, you know, you kind of put over Juice Robinson, who I did like in the AEW match I saw him in, mm-hmm. even though it was poorly promoted. Like,
yeah.
It's like, who the hell is this guy? Like they did tonight on...
Yeah, with Trent.
Yeah, it was like, okay.
They got to just do little video packages. It's not that hard.
So I think they're going to hopefully give Samoa Joe and Wardlow a nice... you know, semi-long program. So I'll go with Juice Robinson.
Juice. John?
I think they need to start building rivalries, so I'm actually going to go with Samoa Joe, and I think eventually Juice will beat him for the title, but I don't think Samoa Joe is losing it right now.
Okay. And my most anticipated match of the night, for sure, the Briscoes versus FTR. They're going to do their rubber match. And it's going to be a double dog collar match. The first two matches were match of the year for me, tag teams. So this is going to be fun, man. I don't know. I don't know who to pick. I assume FTR. Unless they want FTR to start dropping some of their belts.
Now, why can't the Briscoes be called up to AEW? Didn't they get in trouble for some
they
of their...
They got canceled for saying some very bad things that they are not allowed on TV anymore.
And they're just banned from TV forever?
Pretty much.
Was it that bad?
It was racist.
I mean, if you start not letting guys on TV because they're racist, you're going to have three people on the cards.
Well, I know. I mean, you could put them on TV and just don't let them talk. Give them a mouthpiece.
No, you give them a black manager.
There you go, that'll be
Prince Haneanea, whoever that guy is.
Jesus.
Prince Nana. What's his name? Prince Nana?
Nana, Prince Nana. That's his actual name.
Put him with them and have them all wear the whatever those things are. Prince Nana wears the tabbouleh hats. I mean, I can't. This is going to be my favorite match because I love these guys, all four of them. You know, it's... I mean, the Briscoes should get the belts because they're probably never going to be in AEW, apparently. So I'll go with the Briscoes.
Okay. I feel like because FTR lost their belt or lost the title match against the Acclaimed, which, by the way, great match.
Yeah.
Good match.
It was.
Since they're not going to get all four belts, I think it's time for them to start dropping some of the belts. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to do the belt collector thing with them, then start letting other people take those belts. So I'm kind of with you. I had FTR, but I think Briscoes takes it. I'm going to switch it to Briscoes. John, are you looking up who the Briscoes are?
I am, but yeah. I'm going with the Briscoes.
You're going with the Briscoes. All right.
I mean, I saw them at the Flair last match. I forget who they... wrestled, but it's like, damn, these guys are great. Like, they just have an energy about them. I think they were wrestling the Von Erichs. So
roast battling.
I know, I can't get it out of my brain. And but you know, because they are stupid and said some dumb things, you know.
Can't be on TV, guys. Maybe apologize? Anyway.
They strike me as two guys who, just on looks alone, are not going to apologize.
They're missing teeth. Yeah, they're not apologizing to anyone. all right, so that does it for that card. I also have here just three of the things that are happening on the NXT pay-per-view that is also happening on Saturday. So WWE is going head-to-head with AEW again with their developmental on both sides, I guess. But yeah, NXT Deadline's happening. We don't have to make picks, but New Day will be facing Pretty Deadly for the tag titles. And Bron Breakker, the current NXT champ, is going to be going up against Apollo Crews.
You mean Bron Steiner?
Yes, Bron Steiner.
Why don't they use the Steiner name?
I'm sure it's some, I don't know, there's probably some trademark issues.
With his dad?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Hey, son, you can't use my name.
Yeah, well, not he just doesn't want to relinquish, maybe doesn't want to relinquish his name to WWE, because that's what happened with the Rhodes family. That's why when Cody started, he had to be Cody. Couldn't be Cody Rhodes. It was weird.
That's why, you know, everyone made fun of Warrior for changing his name to Warrior, but he got them.
Yeah.
Like my buddy checked him out once at Walmart, said literally on his MasterCard, it said Warrior. Oh, it's as dumb as everyone thought he was. Pretty smart.
It's on brand.
I'm going to change my name to Roast Battle.
Okay, well, the official number is 45:55 before he mentions Roast Battle.
Hey. But you guys bring it out of me.
We got 45 minutes in.
Hey, I love Roast Battle. Best show on earth. And I hope you guys are lining up those battles as we speak. Assholes.
Yeah, man. And then also on that NXT card is the men's and women's Iron Survival matches. It's some new bullshit Shawn Michaels made up. It's like a gauntlet, and I don't know. I don't care about, but it's happening, and whoever wins that will face whoever wins between Bron Steiner and Apollo Crews, who magically lost his accent.
How'd that happen? That's bizarre.
My goodness. Like, it appeared out of nowhere.
Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, it was like a head injury. They should have at least blamed it on that.
That would have been funny. He takes a headshot.
Took a bad bump. there goes the accent.
I'm starting to think that, like, with this Iron Survivor match between AEW and NXT, it's like, how can we kill our wrestlers quicker?
Yeah.
How can we come up with a more insane thing?
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I don't know. Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
But it's a lot of wrestling this Saturday, tomorrow. I guess that's what I'm doing all day. Are you going to watch them?
I'll be at XPW, of course.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
That is tomorrow. I'm taking the great Steven Garza. I'm busting his XPW cherry, and he has no idea what he's in for.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, the big match is the Necro Butcher, who's pretty iconic in the hardcore world, against my buddy Hardbody. So okay. I don't think Hardbody knows what he's in for, but I'm going to tape everything. And
he ages himself? I'm going to tape everything.
Yeah, DVR. I still call it TiVo.
I mean, I do too. So that was the first thing that did it, so I associate it with TiVo.
Yeah, I remember buying my first TiVo at Good Guys.
Yeah,
and I thought it was the greatest thing on earth. You can tape shows and watch them later. This is wild.
I mean, I was doing that with VHS anyway, but like, it was crazy that there was just a box that would record for you.
Yeah,
I never got it because we were poor. So we would have the Scotch tape over the VHS tapes. That's what we would do.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. I recorded over WrestleMania 8. I recorded Woodstock 99 over my tape of WrestleMania 8 because I didn't have anything else.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary on Woodstock 99. Yeah,
I saw it. Did you see Rich Voss in it?
Of course. The guy worms his way into everything. I love Rich Voss.
I love him so much. I was texting with him the other day. He's such a good dude.
Like, why can't everyone be like him in this business?
Well, because you have to go to New York. The LA scene is fucking stupid.
In every industry, by the way, not just comedy.
Yeah.
Wrestling. Oh, yeah. Music.
Acting.
New York is the place to be.
Yeah, I mean,
like living with rats, though. You gotta live with rats.
Oh, I would love to do shows with Voss. Like, I judged something with him, and he just kept whispering into my ear certain words to say them. You say them. Saying that word.
We should try to figure something out when he's here in February. We should see if we could get you guys on the show. Bumping mics. Bumping dicks.
The funny version. No, we'll just call it... Well, never mind.
Bumping... Never mind. Oh,
mind. Jeez.
That would be funny.
If I say something and if it's too much, can you delete it?
It's not going to be too much. We've kept worse in.
Me and Rich Voss are going to do a new show called No Allegations. And, it's a great show.
Yeah,
I'd two watch funny that. Guys in their 50s. It'll never work.
We should figure it out. We should get you guys in the belly room. You'll sell it out in 2 seconds.
And it'd probably be mainly to him. But his wife, Bonnie McFarlane, is one of my favorite... Once again, why can't, like, she's great. Like,
you know how many times I told her they need to move out there, out here?
I think they'd be too real out here.
They're so close to just getting what, they need a show. They're so close to it. Their podcast is hilarious. I mean, we're a little bit off the rails here, but.
Yeah, but, like, we can expose wrestling. If you like wrestling, you'd love Rich Voss, just because.
It always sounds like he's doing a wrestling promo.
He's Rich Voss.
They have a My Wife Hates Me, great podcast. It's so funny. Rich is such a moron.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we get along. It's just two morons talking.
Yeah, they're the best. They are the best. Wait, I think we should end on my new conspiracy theory.
Oh, boy, yeah. Please tell me.
So I've had this in my mind since the beginning, but then the Regal thing sort of triggered it. I'm pretty sure after Vince got rid of all of Triple H's guys from NXT, Triple H ratted out Vince. Triple H sent some files to some important people and got Vince out.
This is some secession type.
It really is. I think Triple H and Stephanie said it's time.
This is very White Lotus.
Is it?
White Lotus.
Which I love, this is nothing to do with anything, but I love White Lotus.
Everyone loves it. I have to start
watching it. I've been hearing about it. I haven't seen it.
The cliffhanger last week. I've been on Earth a long time, and I usually can see, you know, wrestling cliffhangers and TV show cliffhangers. It's a cliffhanger on episode 7.
I have to watch. I have to start watching it. But yeah, I think Triple H and Stephanie had something to do with these allegations coming to light.
I mean, those allegations are pretty well out there.
The documentation is what was released, so I think they had something to do with, for those allegations you keep hearing about, here are some emails and some paperwork.
Put it past Stephanie. Do you remember some of the angles her dad put her in?
I know. There's going to be a documentary one day, and we're going to be like, wow.
I mean, the reason she's married to Triple H right now is because he... drugged her and married her in a drive-thru.
Unbelievable.
But I mean, we could go for 7 hours about some of the inappropriate angles that have been done by the WWE. Like,
I think that's going to be next week's topic.
Yeah, let's do that.
And now that we've called it out, we have a week to figure out, to go back and try to get some of the three worst.
But you also have to, it can't be just WWE, like, I've been watching the new show from the Dark Side of the Ring guys, Tales of the Territories. And when you, because they're going into like NWA, Mid-South, which was the season finale, like where Junkyard Dog was basically the face. He was like the John Cena. The whole round table, they usually get like four guys who were there. Were like, yeah, he was told you can't have a black good guy, like it'll never go over in the South, and so there were some, let's just say Ted DiBiase was the bad guy, and he was clearly uncomfortable in the role of being the bad guy to a black. I mean, there's so many just how black wrestlers were portrayed. You know, in the 80s.
What was wrong with Coco Beware? I thought
he
was great.
The 80s. Forget about the 80s.
The 70s.
The 2000s. Jimmy Wang Yang pops into my head every few days.
Yeah.
When I see something that reminds me of him.
Well, let's save it. Let's save it for next week, for sure. And that's definitely a good topic for next week.
What about... I mean, we talked about John Cena, so I could feel we could say it this week. Like, when Vince McMahon gives John Cena a fist pump and goes, "What's good in the hood?" And then,
oh, I posted it on their stories the other day.
And he said a word. And that shows you the power that that guy had when you, you think that's a bad line. And then he says the friendlier version of the N-word in front of Booker T. And you know Booker T was just told, "Hey, man, take it. You want your paycheck?" He's going to say that word, and you're going to act like it's funny.
Was it a pay-per-view?
I think it was a Monday Night Raw. If I'm, I might.
It was a backstage segment, I think, in a regular Raw.
And did they air it as?
Oh, yeah.
And then, they pan over when he says.
And then Booker T's right there.
With his wife.
You did not just say that.
Yeah. Did he just say? And then she's got to play the part two and be like, yeah. Like, that's insane. Like, yeah. That's like 2000s. You know, like, Junkyard Dog is like 1980. Like,
I mean, this isn't going to make my top three, but the amount of elderly women that got powerbombed through tables.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, that one.
With Mae Young.
Mae Young and Dudley Boyz.
And the look on his face after when he's just. that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Or what they did to her with Mark Henry in the hand.
That was pretty rough. That was pretty.
And I don't know who said it. It was either Briscoe or Pat Patterson. Like, oh my God. And they pull out the hand. It's all, I mean,
Val Venus in the hotel rooms. Oh man, there were so many good ones that were also, there's no way they could be made today.
I mean, there's funny ones, there's cringy ones, there's just out and out racist ones.
Yeah.
There's racist commentary. Nah, Jesse Ventura called the Tito Santana like a taco vendor. Like, he's like, "McMahon, get the." I can't imitate. Someone has a great impression of Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
It's some wrestler, and they sent it to me.
Oh, Killer Cross.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's frightening. The lingo, but, you know, we could have I don't want to say the top, but the worst racist promos, the inappropriate announcer.
We'll put together a good segment for that next week for sure.
Jerry Lawler will be featured prominently.
Well, before we go, let me give a shout out to our sponsors over at Pro-Am Belts. Where's the belt? You're the champ. You already lost the belt. He's like Jericho in AEW losing the belt at a steakhouse.
No, I'm like Medusa. I put it in the trash.
Oh, shit. No, don't say that. Pro-Am Belts.
I'm just kidding.
ProAmBelts.com. Get yourself a custom belt for your friends. If you're doing fantasy football, use the promo code 10FF. Get 10% off your own belt. Please follow us on social media at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Store Is War on Twitter. You can follow me at RRBG Podcast. I just had the Drama King, Matt Raywalt, on. He was Aiden English back in WWE with the Vaudevillains and the whole thing. He was there with Rusev for Rusev Day. He was the one that would announce Rusev Day was a thing. He was the guy. But anyway, talked to him for a good hour. That was fun. Earl, where do they find you?
I'm at Earl Skakel everywhere. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking me about the second promo I cut. It's not anywhere but on my new Patreon. That's right. It's about time after 22 years into comedy, I get paid for my fucking talents. So I have two levels. There's the Bonzo Berry $5 level and the Daddy Man level, which you can find the full promo where I talk about all these fucking losers in this building that have no business being here, but one night a week. No more free promos. You want to see it? Earl Skakel Patreon.
You should add a third tier for $500. You get his dick pic that we all got to see.
I mean, I've been told that I should do that. For $69, you just want to PayPal me $69 at eSkakel at AOL. I will send you my dick pic. Please be of age. It's 18 and up. I know some of my comedy comrades don't subscribe to that theory. I do. Never force myself on a woman once, you pigs. See a drunk girl on the patio up here, it's like, tigers in the wild to get to her. So for $69, you can see the famous dick pic. You must be of age. I'm going to need a current date on your driver's license with a current newspaper. That's how, like, Al Jazeera does it when they behead someone. And, you know, you could trust me, it's worth it. It should be well more than $69.
Earl's going to be phoning in for the next episode from prison.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll be going to find a replacement next week.
Who is the Comedy Store lawyer? Is it still David Pierce? trust me, he'll sign the deal for me to get it to $100 a pick. I mean, that, if I could say one thing about David Pierce.
We're not going to, though.
No, it's going to be something nice.
Okay.
Is he still the lawyer?
He is.
I love David Paris, great guy, but, you know, season one, Montreal roast battle, Judd Apatow is pitching me projects, and David Paris is hovering over me like the fucking Grim Reaper. And I had to tell him, hey, Paris, beat it. And he gets even closer. No self-awareness.
I loved it. Supposed to be nice.
I love David. That's not bad. David would think that's funny. Is he the reason we don't sell chicken tenders anymore? Because his bulldog was like, touching the chicken fingers? You know what? Just delete the last 10 minutes.
John, follow John at Comedy Store Studios for all the fun projects he's got going on here in our Comedy Store podcast network. Please follow us on YouTube at the Comedy Store channel. Hit the likes. Do all the things. Help us fight the algorithm. Till next week. Hopefully we still have Earl. After our dick pic adventure,
they're gonna fall. They're gonna write in what the year on their license. Everything's gonna be great. Yeah.
Listen, I'd like to thank John and Eddie for being the brains of this operation. I'm just supposed to be funny.
Yeah, no, please.
I've also done a lot of free comedy for you people, and it's time.
What do you mean, you people?
To pay the pot? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, hey.
I'm not the head of the Aryan Brotherhood. I mean, I do have influence, but it's time you pay the piper. How many times has Eddie said email us with a question? We haven't gotten one question in 30 episodes.
That's not true. I have.
I mean, our Instagram following is getting a little better, but, like, you know, you got to support us. We're doing free work, all three of us.
That's right.
30 hours. How many episodes is this?
30th. This is our 30th episode.
30th episode.
And how long would you say the average episode is? Hour and 20 minutes?
Hour and 20 minutes, yeah.
So let's just say an hour and a half. So that's 30 hours. So about 50 hours of programming. We all watch wrestling to research the shit. We're probably going to watch it anyway. We put a lot of work. There's hundreds of hours that we do. Just follow us. We're not even asking you to send us fucking money.
Maybe we should start asking for money. Maybe we should start our own Patreon.
No, you're not competing with my Patreon. I got three patrons.
Take money away from Earl. We don't want people getting dick pics in the mail.
It's got to be legal.
Got to be legal.
What do you mean? You guys are doing OnlyFans roast here. What's on that site?
Everyone's clothed.
Yeah. Ooh. I only see fans on that site. Anyway, see you next week, everyone.
I've been a buyer on OnlyFans.